Welcome back to JR Morning on a Thursday, what I call Friday Eve. And Mark Hollis in for Chris Renwick with me. Been here all morning. Thank you, Mark, for being here. And the People Mover had been shut down for a couple of months. It reopened yesterday about 6:30, and it was shut down for some maintenance. We had a high wind event back in March, and that caused the shutdown. And on the line with us now is Malia Howard. She is Detroit Transportation Corporation Chief Executive Officer and General Manager of the Detroit People Mover to tell us what happened while it was down and why it went down. Malia, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it.
Oh, thank you so much. This is such an honor. I have to say this before we begin. Sure. I am so proud to be speaking to the voice of the People Mover.
Yeah,
like you literally are the voice. And so every day when I'm out in the system and I'm riding the train, I get to hear your voice. And it's just not me, obviously, but all of our passengers, all of the visitors to the city, all of the residents. So for me, this is an honor. So I'm excited this morning.
Well,
so thank you for having me.
Malia, yes. This is Mark Hollis. I was going to compliment you on that choice of having the sweet tones of Lloyd Jackson echoing throughout downtown, something I enjoy. Quite favorably as I work down there every day.
Isn't it? It's just very much, it's melodic. It's
it is.
Calming. And you know, I appreciate it. So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate it. And I love doing it. I mean, this is my city. And I just, you know, love what's been happening in downtown Detroit. The People Mover back up and running, several weeks of repairs.
Yes. Enjoy downtown, then exit at Grand Circus Park for a short walk to Little Caesars Arena.
Man, did the train
like,
come by the station?
I think
it just came past the window. Tell us what happened in March in this high wind event and what you guys had to do to get it back online again.
Yeah, so absolutely. So on March 13th, during the high wind event, there were winds as much as 75 miles an hour. And so some debris fell off of or floated off of the top of one of the buildings onto our guideway. And so subsequently, the train picked it up. And as it bent the corner to go around at the Millinder Center, so the debris floated down to the Financial District station. The train picked it up, and once it hit the curb around Millinder, that's when the issue started, right? Nobody, mm-hmm. You can't see the debris on the guideway necessarily, mm-hmm. And that particular debris was like aluminum, and it was a sheet. It looked like, you know, the fascia covering, though, for those of us who are invested in roofing. And so... that's what it looked like. And so once it picked it up and got to that curve, it started to ball itself up underneath the wheel. So obviously it started to spark. Our teams were able to go out, assess the damage. And it took about 3 days because the train was actually inside the station.
Mm-hmm.
However, we weren't able to get a crane in, obviously, to pick up the front of the train, and we couldn't use our jacks to extricate the metal. And so our team literally spent days chiseling out that metal.
Wow.
And getting it from underneath the wheel. And so once that was done, they were able to get it back with the help of what we call a Wally. And so it's like a smaller train, and it was able to aid the train to get back around to the maintenance and control facility. And then that's when the work had to begin.
Gotcha.
And so repairs needed to be made onto that entire right side of the train. So the brakes, all of that. It's called a collector shoe.
Mm-hmm.
All of the electrical conduits. It literally, the damage was extensive. It took out the lighting system that goes down Larned. All of that had to be replaced. We had to replace just a lot. And so, but we're here. And our team did a phenomenal job. If it weren't for the highly experienced team that I have,
yeah,
I can't say that we still wouldn't be down. They've spent days making sure that the tracks, or weeks, if honestly, the tracks were secure. that the electrical system or our ATC, our brains, were secure and fixed, and that there were no issues there, and did a lot of preventive maintenance on other vehicles while we waited to get clearance to return to service.
Well, yeah, it's an unbelievable asset to have downtown. Bruno Mars is coming in this weekend. Great to have it up and running. It for the Final Four coming up in April. Unbelievable. And it was one of the greatest tools for the NFL draft when we had it here back a few years ago. I was trying to get Jason the NFL draft jingle, but he missed that one.
I don't have that, but I do have this.
Game time in the 313. Use Grand Circus Park Station for the Pistons and other events at LCA.
There you go.
Let's go.
There you go.
Yeah, it is a big deal, and we're happy that it's back up. I'm happy that I can I plan on being down there this weekend, riding the people mover and mouthing the steps.
Listening to yourself as you roll around the city.
And have people look at me like, what is wrong with this guy? But Malia, Howard, we appreciate you, and we appreciate you being the chief executive officer and general manager down there. And we're glad the people mover is back because we're going to need it. Those Pistons are playing well, and they're in the playoffs. And we're going to need it, especially for tonight as they get underway with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Malia Howard, thank you so much.
You are so welcome. And again, it's just been a pleasure to meet both of you. And again, if you get a chance, come ride the train with me. I'm out there every day.
Okay. Meet you on the train.
Get on the train.
All right. See you later. All right.
Now, if we can only get Kevin Deese's voice on the train at the Detroit Zoo or something like that, it would be wonderful.
The Detroit Zoo, that might be the spot. That'd be good. I like that. I love the People Mover. When I have out-of-town guests, I always take them down and ride the People Mover. I really enjoy it. It's just a great way to see the city from up above.
And I remember Mayor Duggan telling me that when it first opened back in the 80s, about 30 years ago, that the only people who rode the People Mover were the couriers from the different companies who would take packages to different buildings. He says now it's, what, about 100,000 a month or something like that. People are riding it just profusely.
Oh, when I worked at Channel 4, we had a station right outside of Channel 4's door.
Yeah.
We took that to stories. We took that to our live shots and whatnot. We loved it, yeah.
I mean, and the Hudson Building went up right around it. So now when you're in the Hudson Building, it's flying right by, and it's there are convenient stops. You can park. You can see the city. And the fact that it's free, that's one of the best parts.
Very cool.
Kev, what's coming up on the show?
I don't know. I'm going to the Pistons game tonight, so I didn't even prep. I'm just I'm excited. We got Charlie LaDuff's going to be on. He's talking about how the FBI is looking into this toxic dirt problem with the housing. It's getting bigger. And Claude Molinari is going to come in and talk about the women's hockey.
Nice.
That is going to be awesome. Claude is such a cheerleader for this city. He's absolutely
And we're now a Michigan
fabulous.
City.
I know.
He's got it going.
It's so fun to pump up Detroit. There's just so much going on. The other day, the Tigers were playing, the Pistons were playing, and it was Cinco de Mayo all on the same day.
Best day ever.
We had a bar owner on. It was fun. So, we're gonna keep it positive today.
All right. Well, we had a great time with Mark Hollis. We're going to do it again. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Yeah, thanks. I get another chance?
You get one more chance.
Here we go.
All right. Kevin Dietz, All Talk, next here on 760 WJR.